I thought I'd do something nice for you. Because lately you've seemed distant. Almost like life has got you down. To be honest, it's been something that's been on my mind and on my heart ever since last seeing you. It's difficult sometimes, the life we lead, the things we do. Everything gets so heavy. I remember, with my father, how much I let him get to me. He crushed me for years of my life, and yet I couldn't just let it go like that. I had to do more. I had to make sure that I did justice to my mother. And you know what? I do regret my obsession. It wasn't worth the ends that it led to. All of my good intentions merely made me into my father's tool. Unwillingly, yet ending up the same. There was so much that I wanted to say to Father. So much that I needed to say to myself that I just couldn't manage because I was blinded by hate, by anger, by negativity. I don't want that for you. Look me in the eyes. Stare and find your answer. Do I look like I'm lying to you when I say you can do better? Do you believe my words when I tell you how beautiful you are as a person, how wonderful you are in my eyes, and how special you make every day for me? It's awe-inspiring, and I can't bear to live without you. But sometimes the way you talk, the way you put yourself down, it wounds me. It makes me into a coward that I never wanted to be. But I can't do this without you. Even living life without you is too much sometimes. I can never think of it as just you or me. It's always the same. We are two sides to the same half. And while I'm still getting to know all the lingo of it, it gives me hope that you're precisely who you are. Because, baby, I wouldn't change a damn thing about you. Because you're the only one of you that I care about. Most people are just obstacles in my way. But you're different. You're better than that. You mean more than that to me. You're so special. So perfectly you that I can't get enough of it. So please, my love, won't you consider this? I have stuck with you through all the times, through everything. But do you think that's for no reason? No, it's because I believe in you. I've heard that lately you've been going through some seriously rough times, but I just wanted to give you something, even if it's just a small pick-me-up. I want this to mean something to you. I want this to take you to a new level, inspire you to be a better you, not someone else, not anything that people want from you. I don't want you to appease others or live for others. I want you to live for yourself. And it's not easy to say that, because I love you. And love sometimes hurts. But it's that hurt that proves that you care, that you matter, and that I care about you. Don't just give up halfway. Fight the good fight. And I'll fight it right alongside you. My love. My sweet. Just let me give you a kiss. Take a deep breath. And admit to yourself that you're a good person. Because you are. And I will never agree to anything less. You are worthy of all these words. That every single day you have to admit it. You can't put yourself down anymore. And if you do, it'll hurt me deeply. But not only that, it will prevent you from evolving as a person and spreading your wings in this world to achieve all those goals that you set out to do. You must never give up. And I will never give up on you. Please stay strong, love. I will forever be your knight fighting for you. But I need from you to fight from yourself, to believe that you're worth it, and to accept my words as more than just pity. I don't pity you. I respect you. And I believe that you deserve better than this. It's quite simple, really. You matter to me. You inspire me, and I want to do the same to you. So please, just let me inspire you for once, just the way you inspire me.